Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
Hey, welcome back, folks, to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Hour number two. And, folks, we're going to spend an entire hour. If you missed any portion of hour number one, man, I'm telling you, the education, Rick Manning is an amazing, amazing guy. He's with Americans for Limited Government. And he gets right down into the middle of these bills and the policies and breaking them down and understanding them and helping you to understand them and then working with members on the Hill, calling them to account for what it is that they do and bringing out the behind the scenes of what really takes place. One of those was Senator Lankford in this quote unquote inflation reduction bill, which we exposed has nothing to do with inflation reduction. It's 0.00 0.003% of inflation reduction that may happen 10 years from now. Okay, folks, that is not going to take your gallon of milk that was $4.50 that may end up being $8 a gallon. That is not going to change the cost of the meat that you get that last week was, I don't know, $3.50 a pound and within the next month is going to be $7 a pound. Okay? It doesn't change the taxes that you're going to be paying, the amount of money they're going to pull out of your paycheck, what they're going to tax you to buy a house, buy a car, buy a utility. But an appliance like a refrigerator or a washer or a dryer or a stove or an oven. Listen, you have to understand. And it doesn't change the amount of money that it's going to cost to buy that thing that's going to be more expensive, and then the taxes on top of it, the sales tax on top of it, that they're going to add to that. Do you see what's happening to us? And this is what we have to dial down into in this hour, is understanding what they're doing to us and the fact that instead of we hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, and that whenever any form of government becomes destructive to these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and institute a new government. Now, I am not suggesting revolution. I am not suggesting government overthrows. I am suggesting that our founding fathers already did this for us. They already laid the groundwork. They said, you don't want a monarchy. You don't want kings. You don't want royalty. George Washington, when he was asked about being a king, when they kind of tried to push that on him, said no. And he's the one who started the two-term limit because he voluntarily stepped away. Our founders gave us an incredible United States of America. Okay, they're going to call me during the show. Hang on. Here we go.
Robert, BC Fiber.
Hi, Robert. You're on air.
What's that?
I say you're on air. I do a national show, and you've called in during the show, so you're on air.
Oh, okay.
There's no way for me to talk to you off air. Sorry.
No worries. I just had a call saying that you had called about some internet.
Yeah, my internet, I'm not sure if we're under a DDoS attack or what the deal is, but my download speed's supposed to be 1,000 and it's, uh-huh. and it's running about 180.
Okay. What is the name of the account under?
It's under the name of my wife. I tell you what, David, how am I going to do this? I got an idea. This is David. David, you've been hearing what I've been talking about. Why Absolutely. Don't you go ahead and carry it for me for a minute? And folks, I'm going to mute me out and try to talk to this gentleman for just a second. And David Sumrall, you can find him bloodyhill.com, stophate.com, stophate.com. And I love that shirt because he's all about doing kingdom business today.
Amen, bro.
David, I'm going to let you go ahead and run with that. I'm going to try and take Robert and talk to him for just a second and mute myself. And we'll jump to you, my dear brother. Hang on one second. Let me get rid of that. There we go. And you're on.
All right, my friend. Well, listen, I appreciate that. Take care of your business and we will be right here when you get back. I'd like to just kind of follow up with what he was saying. It's really amazing that we don't understand what is happening all around us. We can't pay attention fast enough. Things are changing, but I want to read this. The fact that these people hold a position of public trust requires them to be trustworthy. However, it's also the right of the people to manage their representatives and agents to ensure that they perform in a manner conforming to the principles established by the founding document of this republic, under which the position of public trust and anyone holding and subject thereto and bound thereby. So, shall be bound by oath or affirmation to support this Constitution. And literally what they are trying to do is to break that Constitution down. Listen, there's one thing standing between them and domination of the whole world, and that's our little piece of paper we call the Constitution. And you see the powers that be trying to take pieces out of it every day, trying to tear it down, say it's not a meaningful document because it's too old. Well, I challenge you, is the Bible too old to be a meaningful document? Because it's a lot older than the Constitution. But you have to understand that that is their aim. There's a thing that Pastor said a second ago. It was about we don't want to overthrow the government. We just want to throw out the criminals from our government. The system's good. The Constitution works. It's been hijacked in such a way and subverted. And the way that everything's cloaked in nuance and for him to talk about these percentages in, inflation in 10 years might make a difference. You know, we're tired as the people of playing these long games that are just games. They don't work in our favor. The taxes are outrageous. We see what's happening with the grocery costs, the fuel costs, and everything medically related. So it's time for us to do something about it. It doesn't have to be violent. We hope it's not. We don't advocate for any violence. And it's not about overthrowing a government like he just said. We love our government. We just don't love the people who have gotten a hold of it and taken the power from us. And, you know, there's that famous quote about when the people fear the government and when the government fears the people. And it's not a violent fear. It's a fear of control. It's almost a fear of God. It's to say, we understand who the boss is. We will act accordingly. It's like a respect or an honor. And we really have to get back to that as a people. I can't tell you how important it is to have these kind of conversations about where we really are.
Thank you, David. And the key here is to understand too, we don't need to tear down. We need to reestablish what our founders actually already have put in place. It's all the bones are there. You know, I think about Ezekiel, right? In chapter 37, and he walks into the valley of the dry bones, and the Lord says, you know, what do you want to say kind of about the dry bones? And Ezekiel's like, well, I don't know. What do you want me to say? And he says, well, command them to come back to life. Folks, we need to command the dry bones of our nation to come back to life. That's what's got to happen. And folks, you know, I mentioned this in the last segment. I had Mark Sagma on, which I'm going to do again. Same source that introduced me to you, by the way. Great folks, Andre and James, wonderful people. And by the way, I want to give a shout out to my internet provider, BEC, for being so attentive to what is going on and being right on top of this situation with me. I don't know if you knew this or not, David, but Brighteon got taken out today.
No, I have not heard.
Brighteon is down.
Wow, that's amazing.
And I think it was probably a DDoS attack that took them out. Their site just says we're under maintenance, but they are down.
Wow, that's scary.
It is.
Yeah.
Honest to goodness, brother, it is scary. Mm-hmm. So here were the four things, and this was Mike Sagba said, and he was in Venezuela when Chavez took over.
Wow.
Open borders, a two-party political system that became a uniparty. Think about what, huh?
Wow.
What, yeah. Infiltrated the education system and an apathetic middle class.
Well, you said he was describing where, here?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Wow. This is what was in Venezuela when Chavez took over 20 years ago.
That's how it happens, man.
That's
it. Case closed. Story's over. Everybody, go on about your business.
And so, folks, please, oh, my gosh.
That's where we have to back up and go back to Ezekiel 33. Now that you know, you have to tell someone. It's on you. That's the whole thing. This is the point of this exercise. We wonder what our purpose is. It's to help other people. If you lose America, we can't help the world. You understand?
And let me explain how important that is, because some people are saying, well, you know, but I don't see America in Revelation. Look, I see an eagle in Revelation, and I think that is America. But let's not even argue over that.
Yeah.
Let's realize that as long as there's breath in your lungs, in my lungs, in David's lungs, as long as there's breath in our lungs, we have one purpose and one purpose only. No matter, it is to advance the kingdom. Amen. Jesus Christ said the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent. He didn't say when I come back, I'm gonna bring it. He didn't say, hey, when I come back, you know, whatever you guys haven't, I'm gonna clean up the mess. He didn't say that. He said, you are my ambassadors.
That's right.
He said, greater works than these will you do because I go to the Father. And why? Because I've given you the Holy Ghost. Because I've given you apostles. Because I've given you pastors, evangelists, teachers. Okay? Because I've given you this fivefold ministry. Apostles, teachers, pastors, evangelists. There's one more I'm missing, David. It's Ephesians 4:11. I'll go find it. You take over for a second while I go look this up.
I love how you do that. Well, I mean, you're right on. You know, it's our call. It's our purpose. A lot of people never figure out their purpose in life. You know, that is it to be rich or famous or have nice cars or houses or what? Well, we look at so much of the material things in the world and we don't understand it's the spiritual things so many times. And listen, the Bible is very specific. My people die from lack of knowledge. I think we talked about this a little bit last time. It's another way, you know, that's the biblically political correct way of saying dumb or stupid or tricked. Or duped. Don't be dumb. Don't die from being stupid. arm yourself and arm your, this is a lifeboat situation.
My people perish for a lack of knowledge, right?
They do.
It's prophets. I can't believe I didn't. Prophets. So you've got prophets, you've got evangelists, you've got pastors, you've got teachers, and you've got apostles.
Yes.
Okay. The fivefold ministry, and every single one of those is critical. And what is a prophet? Well, a prophet speaks about what's coming in the future. They give warnings, right?
They preach.
They
preach.
Yep.
A prophet doesn't need to see the future. A prophet is one who proclaims the gospel to others. He's an evangelist, you know, and that's such a bad word, an evangelist, you know, but I'm telling you, that's where we have to be, is in the street telling other people what has made the difference in our lives.
Amen.
It's kingdom business, folks.
We're going to take a break. We'll be back right after this. More with David Sumrall, BloodyHill.com. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of your products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of your products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My very special guest is David Summerall. Very quickly, I just again want to say thank you to my TECNTV.com audience and all of my audience. Share this. Share. And I know that you are, because last week we hit 46,792 viewers, and we thank you. That put us back as the number one show on TECNTV.com. But it's not a competition with our fellow broadcasters. I want you to know that. We are all participating. I thank Sandra Witten and Texas Fully Loaded that hit 33,000. Kenneth McClinton, the founder of the network with the Exceptional Conservative Show that hit 18,000. The TECN-TV Channel 2, that's our movie channel, that had 17,000 viewers. Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Talk with Suzanne Monk at 13,000. The NEW with Randy Perham, who ran for Congress in Alaska, with 8,000. Our Global Impact, Dave McQuell out of Africa. Man, you've got to check out his show. He had 2,700. The Journey to Healing with John Euler, an American conservative exploration of the inspired Word of God. 142,657 viewers on TECNTV.com just this past week. And we thank each and every one of you. If you'll each share with a friend, think about that. If each one of you shares with one friend and they watch, we go from 142 to 284 in 1 week. We can do this. We can do this. David, I want to get this right to you. We still got about 4 minutes left to get this done. There is, God told me there's a connection between Ruby Ridge, Waco, the Bundy Ranch, Lavoie-Finicum, and J6, and you've got it. Tell us about it.
Well, the obvious connection would be the FBI is involved in all these things, of course. But hey, let's see how this really works. Let's go a little deeper. And don't ever take my word for anything, people. Go look it up for yourselves. Research George Washington University Program on Extremism, and you will find out more than I know, because I can't keep up with everything, but I'm telling you this about it. It's bad. It's all a setup. They're using all of those different occasions, 9/11, Waco, everything. They are basically pulling what they want to tell the story, like they do in our media every single day.
And give me the title for that again. George Washington University.
Yeah, it's a program on extremism.
Okay, and, go ahead.
So they are the people who influence Congress, who influence the Senate. They take these little kids that graduate from here and stick them in some high-profile positions, and strategically are taking our system over from the inside. You know that old thing about using our laws and our rules and our game against us? They're doing that every day. And this program on extremism, let me tell you how it works. There's this thing called a domestic violent extremist. This is the verbiage they're going for. Okay, for the last however many years, hate crimes didn't do it. White supremacy didn't do it. They couldn't get their verbiage down to paint us all like evil people, like they've tried to do for a long time. So now this domestic violent extremist clause phrase says that if you're a threat to persons or property. That means if the church gets together and says, we're going to the state capitol and we're going to march around there like Jericho and we're going to give them what for about abortion or whatever. Now you're a threat to a building. Now they can lock you up indefinitely as an American citizen with no due process, no trial, no nothing for as long as they want, because you are a threat to persons or property and you are deemed a domestic violent extremist. This is why we've seen them kicking the can down the road at January 6th. Well, we need more discovery. No, you're trying to get your verbiage together. You got 20 prosecutors in each trial watching these things, trying to figure the verbiage out, trying to upgrade the sentencing. We saw what happened to Matthew Perna. He killed himself because they said they were going to add enhancements. Those enhancements are those phrases that turn it from, oh, I broke a window at a thing, or oh, I was in the wrong place at the wrong time trespassing, to, oh, you're a terrorist. This is what's happening to us next. When we came home from J6, we said, you're next. And everybody said, no, we're not. We didn't. But they went to a school board meeting and they said, we don't like CRT. Then the FBI is banging on your door. Guess what, people? You're next. And when they're finished with us, it's Democrats. You see what I'm saying? It doesn't matter. It's them against us. That's why we have to do something about that. This domestic violent extremist clause, that's very important, brother.
Well, and, you know, and the interesting part about it is if you go over there, you're going to find that they've mixed in some things about ISIS and about real terrorism and real terrorists, which is great stuff. But the problem is that underneath that surface is where this other stuff is. And if you go and you look, one of the things that's in there in one of their tweets that they say is FBI's Christopher Wray alarmed at politically driven violence in the U.S. Why weren't they alarmed when they were burning down stores and buildings? Back after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a green fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a green fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
All right, welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. You know, it's interesting, we were talking in the break about Ezekiel 33. It's also, I believe, in Ezekiel 3 as well. If I'm not mistaken, the second half versus the phraseology of verse 7 on, that's in verse 33, or Ezekiel 33, is also, I believe, in Ezekiel 3 as well. He gives that warning twice, because Ezekiel's saying, well, why are you telling me this? Why are you putting me on notice? Why do I have to deal with these people? Because they're stubborn and they really don't want to listen and they don't want to hear what I have to say. And the Lord says this to him. So thou, O son of man, I've set thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore thou shalt hear the word at my mouth and warn them from me. When I say unto the wicked, O wicked man, thou shalt surely die. If thou dost not speak to warn the wicked from his way, that wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thine hand. Nevertheless, if thou warn the wicked of his way to turn from it, if he do not turn from his way, he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thy soul. And you say, well, Pastor, yeah, but that's Old Testament. I'm going to give you a mandate. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. Tell them to repent. That's New Testament. And if you think that it's not connected to this, you are sorely mistaken, and you will be sorely sad on that day of judgment. Go ahead, David.
Man, I tell you, we've been programmed out of it, though. It's that whole John 3:17 that we forget about, the don't condemn, don't judge. We're here to save people. And we forget that, man. It's easy to fall back and say, hey, but look, you know, and point the finger at everybody else when we should be warning everyone else, just like it says there in Ezekiel. And listen, I don't want that on my head. I don't want to have an opportunity to warn somebody, but we've fallen out. Now we've been embarrassed and shamed into not telling these things. But here's what we need to do instead. We need to all go to stophate.com/J6, scroll down, contact your senator, your congressman, these calls to action. There's a lot y'all can do on there. And contact them. Write them a letter and say, look, the government has taken a position against the people that is not true. There were 5 deaths, 4 of them on January 6th, that were all due to police activity, not the people. They were killed by Metro and Capitol Police. You need to tell them, and then they can't say, well, I didn't know. Because right now they're saying, well, you know, I've never heard of Benjamin Phillips. I've never heard of Kevin Grease, and I didn't know they were killed with concussion grenades. Nobody ever told me. I didn't know Roseanne Boylan. They said she died of a drug overdose. I didn't know she was beaten and gassed to death. And of course, Ashley, we thought she did something wrong and that cop got cleared. So we really don't know. Well, now they can't say they don't know. Listen, any official that doesn't report a crime can go straight to jail for 3 years. I'm just telling you the law as it stands, that if an official doesn't report a crime, they go to jail for 3 years. So let's tell all our Congress, all our Senate, all our judges, all our police, all our sheriffs, the crimes happen, guys. And then if they don't report them, can't we clean house? Can't we do it the right way, peacefully, with law and order, and then put people that care about the Constitution back into those positions, get rid of the lobbyists, the special interests, and all the pork, and do this thing right? And it's not to be violent. It's to say, guys, there were crimes that happened that day. People died. And y'all didn't report it to anybody. You let this division continue intentionally. See, that's your purpose. You're supposed to be trustworthy. worthy, and you're proving that you're not. You're doing this to the American people for whatever reasons, and we don't even care what the reasons are. It's got to stop. We're the only ones that can do anything about it, and it's to be lawful.
And look, I've put up on the screen if you're watching this, but I want to tell you this for those of you that are listening in our radio audience, 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. That's the Capital Switchboard. And every single person listening, you've got three people to reach out to at minimum. Both of your senators and your congressional member. Every single person listening, you have two senators that represent your state, and a congressional member that represents you in the House of Representatives. And then you really need to research your own capital and the phone number in your state for the state capital, and you need to make contact with your senator, your state senator, you'll have one, and your state representative, and you'll have one. And know who those individuals are. And you need to call them, and you need to report this to them as well.
And don't be scared about this. Look, a lot of people don't want to weigh in on January 6th at all because they really don't know what happened. Okay, there's some broken glass, there was some pushing and shoving, there was some bear spray, whatever. All you need to know is there are murders that happen to innocent people that we need to know about. That's the whole purpose. We're not trying to say who the good guys are, who the bad guys are. We're not blaming anybody. We're saying open an investigation.
A real one.
See who killed who,
yep,
how that happened. Then we're going to figure out why and who set it up and how it could have been prevented, because that's what we're all after. No, this was the worst thing since 9/11 or Pearl Harbor because our own government did it to us. We need to find out why. And yes, we need to make sure this never happens again. That's up to us, people. The government's not going to swoop in here and save us from themselves. And right. and it's,
well, yeah, I mean, why was there almost no security there on that day when they knew ahead of time that there was likely to be a large crowd or a large audience? Why did they underestimate and understate the size of the crowd that was there on that day? And why is it that there was violence that took place while President Trump was still speaking, while 99.9% of the people were still at the Ellipse? Why was it that the stages that were approved and set up on the Capitol steps for the after conversations and the after speeches that were going to happen after President Trump spoke, why were they blocked off, and why were the rails opened up and the fences and the gates moved in such a way so as to funnel people into the Capitol rather than blocking that and funneling the people to the places where they were actually there to go to, which was the difference stages? Even Simone Gold, Dr. Yes. Gold was blocked from going to the stage that she was assigned to go to speak, and she and her assistant were instead ushered into the Capitol. Nobody's asking those questions. Instead, it's all about we're trying to blame President Trump for a quote-unquote insurrection that was carried out by people carrying cameras and water bottles and Bibles. And oh my gosh, how dangerous somebody is that's carrying a camera, a cell phone, at which they're using, that was the camera, that they're using cell phones as cameras, water bottles and Bibles. And oh my goodness, those are the kinds of where are the weapons?
The weapons are our speech. They're our American flags, you know. And listen, when they're hurling grenades at you in a crowd, you know, unfortunately, a lot of these people,
rubber
of course,
bullets.
Yeah, nobody had arms. You know, nobody was armed. They're hurling F-bombs back at them because they're being attacked and maimed. You know that this thing was not declared a riot until an hour after the police were attacking the people for an hour. Then they finally declared it a riot. But the people were standing back. Why are they doing this? Why do they keep throwing at us? Why do they keep shooting us? Why do they keep spraying us? Stop. And then they're pushing back. They finally declare it. But, you know, there's two sides to every story. There's two sides to a building.
You know, they let everybody in one side. Yep. They make them fight on the other side. Then they say, oh, they were all horrible, violent idiots, you know, or whatever. And it's just not true.
Well, and
why
then
do
you,
they lie? Yeah.
And then, you had individuals that, that, you know, the breaking of the, the windows on the doors. Yeah. But what's not talked about is the timeline for that, because that took place an hour and a half before the crowd ever arrived. Before the crowd arrived, anywhere from an hour and a half to an hour before the crowd ever arrived, that's when the doors were quote unquote broken in.
That's exactly right. And people that got there at that point, there were no fence, there were no signs. It had all been moved. Everything had been taken down. We see the agents. We got videos of people taking that down. This is like the Democrats are, they're not dumb. Everybody said, well, this is dumb. This is stupid. No, this is planned. This is all part of the Whitmer, Michigan thing. And the same field director, D'Antuono, is here in DC now.
And
doing
then,
the same operation.
And then we've got to back up.
Yep.
And why do we talk about Ruby Ridge?
Yeah.
Waco. I mean, Ruby Ridge, they started assaulting what they called sovereign citizenship. Do you understand? We are all sovereign citizens. Understand that. You have been given. That is what the Declaration of Independence, that's the Bill of Rights, guarantees your sovereignty from the influence of the state. And your ability to live as a free man or a free woman upon the land. That's what the Bill of Rights is about. It's about restricting the federal government. It is freedom of religion, freedom of speech, a free press in order to keep the government honest, redressing the government and peaceful gatherings, and then the ability to keep and bear arms so that you can protect yourself should the government decide to become tyrannical.
No wonder they want to get rid of the Constitution.
I can't imagine when you're doing a power grab and you're trying to take full and complete power over the people, you can't have any of those things. You can't have those kinds of rights. The people can't have them. We'll be back. We're going to take a short break. We'll be back to talk about this more. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. David Sumrall is with me. StopHate.com. StopHate.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you, and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food-sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. You know, we were talking in the break, and I want to get back to this because I mentioned about sovereignty. And what is sovereignty? Sovereignty is something, understand, free men on the land, all that stuff. Those are all terms that were considered to be, oh, you're one of those radicals. Well, actually, I'm a biblicist. I'm a constitutional biblicist. And my Bible says that God created me, and I'm created in His image. I am filled with sin until I confess my sin, and Christ does a transformative work because He takes that old man, pulls him, and crucifies him on the cross, and then He gives me a resurrected, a new man, a new person. He instills that in me. And that's Galatians 2:20, which says this. And folks, if you make any declaration when your eyes open in the morning, make this one. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. Amen.
Amen, my brother. Wow.
You will make that declaration every day, I promise you, your life will change because your spirit man loves that and your flesh will come into alignment with that and you'll start acting like the old man is gone. He is not taking zombies and putting makeup on him. He is not taking fish and cleaning off the bones. He doesn't want your old man. There's no good in that old man. He doesn't want that old nature. He wants you to crucify it with Christ. Let it die.
It's like that old song, man. Everybody wants to get to heaven, but nobody wants to die. You know, and we're scared of everything, man. We're scared of COVID. We're scared of cancer. We're scared of car wrecks. We're scared of all these things, but we're not scared of hell anymore. It's like we've lost our sense of priority.
Our bearing.
Hell should be the scariest thing that, and you know, listen, man, we get that all the time. I'm sure in your position, you get some threats too. And my response is, well, you're going to send me home first. You know, I get to go see Jesus before everybody else. Is that really such a bad thing? And yet people look at it like, you're crazy, man. How can you even say that? Well, to be gone from here is to be there. And look, I'm not in a hurry. I'm not suicidal about it or anything. But for me to give that to Him and say, I am your currency. Spend me until I'm spent and take me home. I don't care what that looks like. We're not supposed to have this great fancy, beautiful experience every day of our lives. This is work. This is our calling. It's our duty, our ministry. It's not comfortable every day, and it's not air conditioned every day. It's not all those things.
But it's also divine every day. So yes. in that sense, when we surrender initially, it feels uncomfortable. Remember what Paul writes. He says, remember those days when you first made that exchange and the persecution that you experienced and the discomfort that you experienced and the rejection by the people that you used to hang out with that don't want to be around you anymore. But then he says, but look where you are now. And he has a divine appointment for you.
Amen.
Every day. And not just one. You've got to understand, when you're in the grocery line, the guy in front of you and the person behind you, those are divine appointments. Everyone. When you go through that line and you interact with the gal at the counter or the man at the counter, that's a divine appointment. Whatever it is that you are in the midst of, whatever interactions happen, you have got to take a second, take a breath, and realize, wait a second. Wait a second. God has something he wants to do right now, and he wants to tell me so I can speak it. And the other person, if they're in that same mindset, now that's the beauty of it.
Yeah, but we can't be quiet long enough to figure that out a lot of times. We don't understand and we're confused and we think, what is that weird feeling? No, I'm a little shy. I can't really talk about this. And listen, you're not going to hear the church choir. You're not going to hear the audible voice. There's not going to be a beam of light that comes down on you and says, this is your moment. Move into it. Just listen to the small, still voice and be human. Help each other. Look for that opportunity. My dad got it, you know, in my head early. He said, every day I wake up and it's like, God, just show me who. Just show me who it is. Just, you know, let me be responsive to it. Let me act on it. When I feel you say, this guy needs some encouragement. This guy needs, and listen, man, that's what it's all about. And it's so much better. We've been programmed to be mean and cut each other down and to stay away from each other. And it's not where the fun is. Let me tell you, it's all on the other side of embracing each other, helping each other, and going through this thing together. That's our purpose. Iron sharpens iron.
Yep. And it's taken that little extra step sometimes to just reach out. When the Spirit prompts you to reach out, a quick text.
The left tries to hijack from us, and they, you know, random acts of kindness and, you know, pay it forward and all those things. That's fine and good. But what are your motives? Are they self or are they Jesus? See, if you're doing things for him, then you don't need to go tell everybody about it. You don't want to lose your credit for it, for one. You don't want to say, hey, look at all the good I do, because that's not why you do your good if you're doing it for the right reason. It's all for God and the kingdom business, like you said at the beginning of the show, man. That's really where people's minds need to be. All this other stuff is temporary. You can't take it with you. You know?
And again, going back to our country and what we're attempting to talk to you about, because it's all intertwined.
Absolutely.
And that is, this is the kind of country, this is why our founders were willing to give up their lives, why I took an oath to serve this nation as a young man in the United States Air Force, why many go into the military. It's the reason why we have this incredible opportunity, and it's why our nation was founded, was to create this, and then the moral virtue that's necessary. It's why, you know, as much as we have issues with the open borders, but part of that open border issue is because people are still trying to get to America. They know that America is the best place in the world to live. They know that.
And they're coming from all over the world to get here. And we don't even know what we have. Isn't it like that in a relationship when you're in the middle of it, you can't see what's going on. But when you get outside of it, you see really what is happening. And listen, folks, we live there. And we're not going to live here much longer if we don't take the action necessary to do what we're supposed to do as Christians, for one. I mean, listen, if we'd have put this much energy in Trump for as we did in Trump for four years into God, we would not be in this position right now.
Oh, man. 202-224-3121 is the Capitol switchboard. 202-224-3121. Five dead Americans. Five dead Americans. We know who they are, senators. We know who they are, congressperson, and we are saying we want an investigation done. We want you to find out what happened to them. What happened to them? Who did it? Who funded it? Who didn't do their job? Why are there five dead Americans, including, we're talking about Brian Sicknick.
That's right.
Who was the D.C. Capitol Police person who two different patriots took him and said, that this guy is having a stroke, he's having a something, somebody help this man, and it was ignored. At 3 o'clock, again at 8 o'clock, and finally he ends up in the hospital and he died the next day. Folks, it was avoidable, and patriots tried to help and render medical aid, and that's being covered up. But dead Americans.
They started the impeachment based on that.
Yep. All right, we're out of time. We're going to continue. Hour number two coming up. Elections in Arizona. Let's find out about that with Randy Poland coming up next.
I got contacted by attorney Tom Renz over the weekend, who represents some whistleblowers within the Department of Defense. So these are whistleblowers that have been extracting data out of the Defense Department database. They have noticed a very alarming increase in instances of certain conditions compared to a five-year average. They also have evidence that with myocarditis, the data has been doctored already.
I'm the one dealing with the medical boards. I'm the one watching the witch hunts. I'm the one fighting them off, and I'm the one telling them where to go. I'm going to keep doing that. 9/28/2021, Project Salus weekly report. Project Salus is a Defense Department initiative where they report and they take all this data that doesn't exist supposedly, and they give it to the CDC. They're watching these vaccines. On that date and around that date, I have numerous instances where Fauci and that entire crew were saying, it's a crisis of unvaxxed. It's 99% unvaxxed in the hospital. In Project Salus, in the weekly report, the DOD document says specifically 71% of new cases are in the fully vaxxed and 60% of hospitalizations are in the fully vaxxed. This is corruption at the highest level. We need investigations. The Secretary of Defense needs investigated. The CDC needs to be investigated.
You combine that with the fact that there's at least suspicions that the Defense Department is doctoring with the data.
I would contend, Senator, that there is not just a suspicion. In August, when the report was run on acute myocarditis in the DOD website, there were 1,239 cases, and now when you run it, it's down to 307. In January of 2022, there were 176 cases, and magically, they are now down to 17. There is a word for that. It's not suspicious. We have in the military the single best data set that exists because we have baselines in there. And acute disease across all categories in the preceding years, 5 years leading up to the vaccination year, was 1.7 million. They introduced and mandated a COVID-19 vaccine for our U.S. military when they had only lost 12 service members total to the disease. And in the 10 months of 2021 after that, it jumped from 1.7 million all diseases to darn near 22 million. That was a 20 million increase. We need to not be calling this suspicious. With all due respect, we need to be asking hard questions of the DOD. And I will close by saying they are charged, at least in part, with protecting the sanctity and welfare of the brave men and women who are defending this country. And right now, these numbers indicate something is drastically wrong. And I know of only one reason that databases roll math backward.
So who are you? Identify yourself.
So sorry. My name is Lee Dundas. I'm a human rights attorney that's working with Tom Renz on the whistleblower issue in the military. I would ask that Congress listen to these whistleblowers, put their testimony on record. These are brave men and women of very high rank in the U.S. military, because not just do we, Congress, in this building need to hear about it, the world needs to hear about what is going on.
Well, I will listen to them. We will take their transcribed interviews. We will gather their data. And again, I put the Defense Department on notice. They must preserve these records so we can investigate.
Thank you.
I have to show you. This is what we get when I investigate. I mean, this isn't to do with this, but this is after a couple of years trying to get information out of another agency, and we finally get the information, and it's all redacted. This is how the federal government, the agencies, comply with congressional oversight.
We're glad to share with you, Senator, because we have quite a bit of those that aren't blanked out, and we also want to tell you, listen, the side effects, the only one that they're recognizing, that's an outright lie. I've got the Pfizer documents. Pfizer said in their FOIA documents that they released, they said, we're looking for these side effects. The FDA said, we're looking for these documents. We've got their documents showing what they're looking for. They're not sharing it with the American people because they're covering this up. Corruption was the word of the day, and I think it needs to be reiterated.